Case number 9563, Paul and Cheryl Jorgensen, north of Road 312, southwest of Nanticoke Avenue, being lot 156 within Riverdale Park, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Excuse me.
Name and address.
Paul Jorgensen, 28403 Nanticoke Avenue, Riverdale Park, Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay, do you swear testimony you're about to give, to the correct best of your knowledge?
Yes. Simply put, I need to bump out my living room. Right now, it's about 10 feet by 10 feet. It's on rented property, and I want to push it out about 7 more feet. And that would bring me within inside of the 10-foot setback requirement. Brings me to about within 6 feet, I believe, of the property line. But I need the space. It's just entirely too small in there. It's not.
So it's 10 foot now?
It's probably, the living room's probably 10 feet by 12 feet. Oh, you mean the house?
Yeah. No, but the room now is only 10 foot.
It's probably 10 foot by 12 foot, roughly, yeah. Okay. It was a very small house. We just added on to it.
Mr. Jorgensen, the drawing you submitted is somewhat of a crude drawing. It doesn't show necessarily your house on the property. How far back does the house sit on the opposing side property line?
The side I want to go on to?
The opposite side. How far does your house set from the other side property line? Is it within the requirements?
It's probably, the other side's my father's side. That would be probably, I think it's like 13 or 14 feet maybe.
Okay. And how big is your house?
It's roughly 20 by 35.
Would this, excuse me, would this addition run the whole length of the house?
Just the living room now. It would be, from the front would probably be, well, there's a porch there too, but it was, it would go from the porch back to the bedroom wall, which would be maybe 12, 17 feet, 15 feet, something like that.
So about half of the house?
Yes.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, make a motion to take case number 9563 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 9563 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number.